Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. As the old saying goes, it's great to get away, but it's also great to be back. I drove through central Minnesota, central and southern Wisconsin, northwest and central Illinois, all the way down to North Carolina, and back again. And you know, in most of the eastern half of the Corn Belt, their crops aren't more than an inch or two taller than ours. And with today's beneficial rain, things are looking good. As they were on Friday, when the Environmental Protection Agency proposed renewable volume obligations for 2026 of 24 billion gallons, 15 billion of conventional renewable fuel, 9 billion advanced, 5.6 billion biomass diesel, and 1.3 billion cellulosic, with slightly more advanced biofuel for 2027. Mike Zuzulo, president of Global Commodity Analytics, says the excitement on Friday, a stark contrast to the market's trepidation after reports the EPA would not be recommending higher RVO numbers.
We went from essentially fear on Thursday to extreme excitement on Friday, very much needed because we need to replace any lost export demand in soybeans with domestic demand, whether it's bean oil for biodiesel or bean meal with our livestock sector.
Zuzulo talks about what the proposal means for soybeans going forward.
My take, USDA's too high on soybean exports for 25-26. But this can help mitigate it. I'm at about 500 million bushel carryover for soybeans in 25-26 with a little bit lower yield than where USDA is right now. Even with that, if we continue to keep the trade pause in place as far as the tariff pause with China, I can start inching those exports up. But it gives us the chance to stay below 400 million bushels in terms of ending stocks for the 25-26 marketing year would be my first guess. Haven't run a lot of numbers yet since this is so brand new, but that seems to be kind of a toggle point for me.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. The Iowa Farm Bureau sent several people to talk to officials on Capitol Hill recently. Iowa Farm Bureau, like many other ag groups, closely watching the reconciliation process, which includes important parts of a regular farm bill. Iowa Farm Bureau President Brent Johnson says, while getting parts of the farm bill passed is good news, farmers still need a complete farm bill, and they need it sooner rather than later.
The 2018 farm bill is really getting old at this time. Fiscally, you know, it's one or two generations back when it means to the safety nets that impact farmers across the country. Since 2018, we've had pandemic, record inflation, a lot of world conflicts that really make those safety nets outdated. So our farmers are really telling us we really have to have an update safety net program, which is what's in the reconciliation package.
This is Inside Agriculture. Monday morning markets are next.